and style with. We had three judges this year, and so that went well, luckily.
Good.
And then the next evening is the onstage portion, and that's intro number, swimsuit, evening gown. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at stage presence, confidence, that sort of thing.
Okay. So you won it, and now you're preparing for the Mrs. America.
Right.
So what's it like getting ready for that?
Well, little nerve-wracking, yeah. But, you know, it's all fun. It's coming up in Las Vegas. It's interviews are August 24th, preliminary is 25th, and then finals is the 27th. So at preliminary, they decide on your top 15, and then finals evening, they announce those 15, and then those 15 proceed on to do the whole show again.
Wow. So big time in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Yeah. Will it be similar as far as do they do interviews there too, or how
yes.
does that work?
Yeah, and that will be the 24th. That's before your preliminary on stage. And the same thing, worth 50%, so it's good to do well there. Yeah, pretty much the same format. A different component at Mrs. America, which I love, is there's a costume portion where you have a costume that represents your state.
Oh.
And?
What'd that look like?
Well,
what's that going?
I'm
oh,
I say?
Maybe
I
can
know.
Tell us. You know,
maybe
it's
that's
a surprise.
Secret.
Okay, well, that's all right. We'll watch for that.
It's fun. It's really fun. So I love that you get to kind of show your personality a little bit, your yeah. creativity, and it really makes you stand out from the other states.
Yeah. Well, there'll be, what, 50 of you, I guess?
Yeah, actually, what is it, 51, because you have your, they do a first runner-up. All the first runner-ups from all the other state pageants, mm-hmm. they compete for a spot, and they've been doing that through a photogenic competition
yeah.
where people vote. And then also you have your District of Columbia.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
So is your mom going to be good enough to go to that or not?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, she did go to my send-off party, though. We had that Saturday night, so that was great to see, yeah. her, to see her there. So she'll be there in spirit, right? Hopefully
sure.
praying for
well,
me back home.
Well, that's true. And you brought up prayer there, but boy, when you're going through this kind of thing, your faith has to be a big part of getting through this, right?
Sure. And actually, the listeners probably don't know, but Robin is also a chaplain at the hospital, and she has been for, I believe, maybe 10 years, and she works with the cancer patients, and then just in general at the hospital as a chaplain. So her faith is very strong, resilient, and I think that has really helped the family to kind of feed off of her strength in that way.
Mm-hmm. So the big event's coming up in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and but before that, coming up this Friday, August 5th, tell mm-hmm. us about this memorial service.
Yes, we're finally having Dad's memorial service. We had it on hold this pretty much entire year because we were waiting for Robin to have a little more strength. It is painful for her to sit for a long duration of time with the pelvic injuries, excuse me, and her legs. So we're ready now. And so August 5th at St. Mary's at 10:30 a.m. Will be the memorial service. And then right after that in the parish, we'll serve lunch. And then at 1 o'clock at Clancy's, I'll be hosting a reception or a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully y'all can make at least one or all
yeah.
or some.
Yeah.
So.
Well, your family's well-known in the community, and a lot of us have been praying for you.
Thank
and
you.
I know you have a lot of people have been praying for you over the country, probably.
Thank you.
And that's what helps get us through these hard times.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just pray as you head off to the contest, too, that
you
represent us well. I'm sure you will.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Today, it's been fun having Summer Giacchino Whistle in here with us today, talking about her upcoming event, getting ready for Mrs. America. She's now Mrs. New Mexico. And also talking about the tragedy of distracted driving and how it took the life of her daddy and how her mom is a survivor right mm-hmm. now, and she's getting stronger each day. So thanks for coming in and sharing the story.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And we hope you folks will continue to stay tuned throughout the day. Remember, we're live, we're local, and we're listener-supported. Thanks to friends like you.